Yo, yo, what up, though? It's your boy T-Lit bringing you another episode of the Speak on the Podcast, man. And you already know, man, a lot been going on with this postseason so far, man. A lot been going on with this basketball postseason, man. Would the Sixers be able to pull it through and close out the series at home for Game 6, you know? Or will Tatum and the Celtics have one of them Game 6s that they had last year versus the Bucks? We shall see. You know, will the Lakers in this series in 5 at the Chase Center tonight? Or will the Warriors have something to say? Will the Warriors, you know, force it back to L.A.? Will the Suns, because they're on the brinks of having an elimination game right now. They're down 3-2 going back to Phoenix. Do they win in Phoenix at Game 6? Because if they don't, they ass going home. So do they win and force a Game 7 in Denver? Let's see KD. Let's see Devin Booker. We're going to see. Will the Knicks get gentlemen swept today at home? The game is in the Garden, Game 5. Miami is up 3-1. Will it go back to Miami? We shall see. There's a lot of questions, you know, that need answers right now. So, but we're going to start off here, man. We're going to start off with Boston in Philadelphia. Game 5 was last night. Boston was at home on their own floor. And they really just got beat from the jump. Like, Philadelphia was up by 7 going into after the first quarter. Going into halftime, they was up by 9. Then they going into the fourth quarter, they was up by, 16? So they literally had their hand on the whole game. Like, they came out there with a mission. They was ready to play no matter where they was playing at. And B came to play. And he had his help. You know, Tobias Harris gave you 16 and 11, 7 for 10 from the field, 1 for 2 from the 3. That's pretty good. You got Maxey give you 30 points. Maxey was 10 for 21, 6 for 12 from the 3-point line, 50% from 3-point. And you know how he's active on defense and he's active on a fast break. And, hey, Maxey is a problem. Maxey. I know I'm, like, in the future right now, but let's say, you know, James Harden decides to leave next year. If I'm the 76ers, I'm making Maxey my point guard. And I'm going to turn him into, like, a combo guard, but I'm going to put the ball in his hands more. I'm going to make him, like, be my playmaker. Because he has that energy to do that. He can score. He's a three-level scorer. He can shoot the three. He can play mid-range game. He can attack the basket. He got that quickness like Schroeder do. Like, he can get to the basket and finish in, like, crazy angles, you know, crazy high glass layups, you know, floaters, up and unders, all type of finishes around the rim. And he's quick. He keeps the pace going. He give that team energy. You can tell, like, they feed off his energy. They feed off what he brings to that team. And he's just an X factor. But he's also, like, I think this is a guy that can be an all-star, you know, next year or the year after that. I think he's one of those guys that can be playing at an all-star level. So watch out for Maxey, man. He's pivotal for this 76ers team, and they're going to need him moving forward for sure. I know I was in the future with it, like, if James Harden leave. I'm just under the assumption that James Harden going to leave at the end of this year. Even if they win the championship or lose the championship, I think James Harden is out, you know. Who knows where he goes? I'm here in Houston. He might want to go back to L.A. Who knows? He's from L.A., so he might want to, you know, play for the Clippers or the Lakers. I don't know which one he grew up liking. Or he might want to just go back to Houston and play in Houston. We shall see. I don't know. But Harden, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists. He only took 8 shots, 4 for 8, got to the free throw line, 8 for 10 from the free throw line. But he had an efficient game. Efficient game. He was the quarterback out there making things happen. And B with 33 points and 7 rebounds. He had his handprint on the game from the beginning. If you watching the game, the first shot was like damn near a fadeaway 3-point shot from Embiid that bounced up and then got a shooter's roll into the basket. And ain't nothing like shooting your first shot in the game and making it. Like, man, that's like a receiver catching like a fade route for the first catch of his game. I'm on for the rest of the game. You feel me? That's like a DB coming out there and getting a PBU right now. He on for the rest of the game. So when B came out there and, you know, show his presence, this is one of B better games for the entire playoffs. He's getting a little healthy. He took the knee brace off, you know, so he's playing aggressive. And I don't think the Celtics have an answer for Embiid. So as long as the perimeter guys are showing up for Embiid, you know, and filling in the gaps of where he's out or where he's not scoring or where he needs to break on offense because he's chasing down blocks on defense with a tear in his knee, like that's championship-level basketball. As long as the perimeter guys is you know, showing up and doing their job, and shit, if you can get Maxey to give you 30 points in one night and Harden can give you 40 the next night, and then Tobias can come in and give you 20 another night, this Sixer team can be dangerous. And this Sixer team can go far in this playoffs as well. So, Boston, they got a lot going on. I don't know. I guess Tatum is seeing what it's really like to be a number one, you know, and to bring it every year and to, you know, like, if you off, it's going to be on you every time. Like, as a number one guy, if you off, they're going to point to you, like, no matter what. Like, they got booed on their own court last night. In the playoffs, in the second round of the playoffs, you got booed on your own court. So how do you respond going back to Philly? How do Jaylen Brown respond? How do Brogdon respond? How do Smart respond? You know, Al Horford didn't score any points yesterday, 0 for 7, 25 minutes. How does he respond, you know? So game six will be in Philly. Like, if Philly come out and play like they played yesterday, they win. They win in game six. But Boston has to come out with this attention to detail. They have to come out fast. You can't have one of these slow starts. You got to come out fast. And your playmakers got to make plays. They got to make winning plays. If that's making a basket, making a key rotation on defense, making a nice assist, taking a charge, however you need to win, your stars need to step up and you need to win. Or unless the Celtics going on. So we're going to see what goes on with that series. That's a great series right there. That's like one of them backyard fights. And they going punch for punch right now. So we're going to see who's going to be standing in the last round. But we on the brink of an elimination game. Philadelphia is at home for game six. Who y'all taking? Let me know. I like the Sixers. But I can see it going to 7-2. Even if it go to 7, I like the Sixers, though. Even if the Sixers lose at home for game six and it goes back to Boston, I still like the Sixers in the game seven at Boston. But we going to see, though. All right, let's move on from that one. Let's go to the Nuggets and the Suns. The Nuggets won last night. It was game five in Denver, coming off two losses. They lost two games in Phoenix, lost both of them. And they came back and took care of home. They won game five at home. They beat them. They really beat them in the first and the third quarter. The first quarter, they was up by 11. And the third quarter, they was a plus 14. Like, and the game was won by 16 points. So it was really won in the third quarter. The score was 118 to 102. The Denver scored 39 points in the third quarter, and Phoenix scored 25 points. Like, Phoenix really got shut down this whole game. They scored 24 points in the first quarter, 25 in the second and the third quarter, and 28 points in the fourth quarter. Like, KD and Devin Booker are going to have to score way more points or, you know, be able to have way more assists in order to win this series. Like, they have to. They have to carry the offense. Like, every play down, like, they have to get a touch. And that's a lot to ask for. That's a lot to ask for. Even though they're superstar guys, that's a lot to ask for because you're also asking them to play defense as well. So that's a lot to ask for. But, I mean, that's what you got two superstars for, right? I mean, people think, you know, they claiming that Devin Booker is a superstar. I'm hearing people talk about him. Oh, we got to start talking about Devin Booker being the best player in the world. And you know how those talks go. But we have to see it now. You have to see it. And I commend what Devin Booker did. Like, throughout this entire playoffs. But I'm under the understanding that they would have lost in the first round if Paul George or Kawhi was playing. If both of them was playing, the Suns definitely wouldn't even be in the playoffs right now. If even Kawhi played the entire series, I think the Clippers would have beat the Suns. But for Kawhi to play the first two games and then, you know, don't play for the rest of the series, and now you don't have Kawhi or Paul George for the whole first series, yeah, I expect, you know, Devin Booker to go off. Because you're not playing up against any other superstars. You're kind of playing up against a lot of, you know, guys that fits around your superstar, that fits around superstars. But they not guys that can, you know, always create their own shots or, you know, dominate quarters of the game. You feel what I'm saying? But we're going to see what the Suns have. Because it's cool to play good at home. You know, it's cool to be able to win at home. But you have to win road games in the playoffs. You have to be able to win road games, especially with two superstars on your team. You have to be able to win games. I know they call them stealing games, stealing home court advantage, but you just got to go in there and win. Like, your stars got to be able to will you to a win, and that's just how I look at it. Denver played well last night. Joker, triple-double, 29, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. He's the all-time leader in playoff triple-doubles for big men. I mean, that's dope for him, man. I think this was Joker's best season that I've seen. Like, the last couple years, yeah, they was good and things like that. But this season right here, I think this was one of Joker's best seasons because he dominated the game. Like, he dominated the game this year. Like, he left no boxes unchecked. Yeah, we know he's limited on defense and things like that. But the things he do on offense and the matchups that he creates on offense with his passing ability, with his sight, with his shot-making ability, with his post moves, with his presence, with his will to win, like, I take a Joker on my team for sure. I would definitely take a Joker on my team. So he gonna also need help too. He gonna need the guys, Jamal Murray, to step up. He gonna need Aaron Gordon to, you know, give you 12 to 15 points a game and then just be scrappy on defense and rebound and assist and, you know, shot making, slash to the rim. He's going to need that. He's going to need Michael Porter Jr. to, you know, make shots. Like, they gave you $180 million because, you know, I guess to make shots, because you really just shoot threes, MPJ. Knock them threes down. You know, he went 5-for-8 yesterday from the three-point line, which is good, but they're going to need that on the road too. They're going to need him to flash on the road. Like, Bruce Brown had 25 points. They need Michael Porter to have games like that more than often. But Bruce Brown been balling, though. Bruce Brown has found him. He's found him a place in the NBA from what he did with the Nets into what he's doing with the Nuggets right now. He's found him a spot. Like, he can play in the NBA for sure. I don't even know what position he played, but he like water. He can just flow anywhere. He can flow anywhere. Wherever he need to fit in, I guess he need to fit in. He was playing center with the Nets one time. He was damn near the smallest person on the court playing center. So it's like, he can play. So shout out to Bruce Brown, man. He doing his thing. The Nuggets have the better bench and a better supporting cast. But Phoenix have Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. So who y'all think will win the series? Game 6. Is going to Phoenix right now. They down 2-3. This elimination game, so they have to win unless they're going to be at home. And if this go to game 7, who y'all got? If this Nuggets-Suns series go to game 7, which I think it will go to game 7, who y'all taking in that game 7? I just want to see some game 7s. I ain't going to lie. I want to see this series go to game 7. I want to see the Celtics and the and the Sixers go to game 7. I even want to see Miami and the Knicks go to game 7. I'm gonna jump into that topic in a minute, but I like that. Yeah, I just want to see some great basketball. But Devin Booker and Kevin Durant gonna have to step up. They're gonna have to show people that, hey, we here to stay. We here to ball. We here to make plays. I came to Phoenix not to lose in the second round to Denver. I came to Phoenix to go to the finals. I mean, everybody was saying when they made a trade, they the favorites. Everybody in the media, Phoenix is the favorites. They got Kevin Durant and CP3 and Devin Booker. They're the favorites. Everybody went over there today. They're the favorites. So if they lose in the second round, then what? Like, who is that on? Is that on Kevin Durant? Is it on Devin Booker? I don't know. Who is it on? Is it on CP3? Is it on Monty Williams? Who will be the reason if the Suns lose in the second round? Because they're going to point the blame to somebody. But game six is on Thursday, and we're going to be locked in to see how that go. Because the Nuggets really just whooped their ass this past game. So we're going to see how game six go. But moving on from that, man, let's jump into this Miami Heat Knicks series. I mean, it's kind of been a beat down. Miami Heat been beating them down. They up 3-1. They stole game one on the road at Madison Square Garden. Jimmy Butler didn't play in game two, but they still almost stole game two as well. And then they just beat them down twice at home in South Beach. Miami is a defensive-minded team with a certified closer for sure in Jimmy Butler. You feel me? They got a bunch of scrappy guys that can play winning basketball, that knows their role, that has excelled and became a superstar in their roles. The Max Strus, the Gabe Vincent, even Duncan Robinson coming in and playing a little bit better now. Don't let his shot start falling for real. Don't let his shot start falling for real like it start with falling in the bubble. Watch out now. You got Highsmith, Bam Adebayo on his playing his defense. Jimmy Butler playing his defense. Like, these guys is making plays out here. Tyler Hero is injured right now. If Miami Heat make it to the finals, I think Tyler Hero will appear in the finals. But they got to make it there. But Miami Heat just look like the team that just want to win more. But I'm gonna throw this little caveat to this whole series right here because I think this will happen. Hear me out. I think the Knicks win tonight, right? It's game five in the Madison Square Garden. I don't think Miami gonna close it out in the Garden. I think the Knicks win tonight. I think the Knicks win as well in game six in Miami. And I think it go game seven in the Garden. Who wouldn't want to see game seven in the Garden versus the Heat in the Knicks? Who wouldn't want to see that? That game gonna be won 75-78. It's gonna be a brawl. I would love to see the Knicks in Miami Heat in game seven in the Garden. And I'm gonna take Miami to win that game. I think Miami got more. I think the Knicks missing shooting. They need shooting. They need a star for sure. They need to come up off of Julius Randle. I think they need to trade him and, you know, get some assets or get another piece that they can, you know, utilize to get more assets. I think they need shooters. They need spacers. I think they need to move on from R.J. Barrett as well. I think R.J. Barrett can be good with other teams, but I think his role with the Knicks, I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't think his role fit with the Knicks. I think he can go to, like, Brooklyn or he can go to Miami. I think he can fit in with Miami. I think he's a nice little combo guard in Miami or forward or whatever he play. But I would like to see a game seven in the Knicks and the Heat series. I think Heat win that series and they advance and they end up playing the Sixers. And be Heat and Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals. So that's my prediction, but I don't know shit, you know. Let's move on from that. How about them Lakers? How about them? How about them Lakers? Lakers look good, man. They look good. I don't know how else to say it. Anthony Davis is playing really well. They won game four. They won game three and game four. Came out and blew them out in game three. D-Lo had that amazing start. where he scored the first 11 points. Yeah, and he was just balling. He was balling. Then AD was balling with his 25-3. This is, 25-13. 4 blocks, 3 steals. This is just game 3. And we had some role players show up. Lonnie Walker came in, got some minutes. He scored 12 points. Schroeder gave his 12 points. So we had guys that won in game 3. But game 4 was the game. We kind of blew them out in game 3. Game 4 was the game where it was a fight. It was a fight all the way to the end. Going into halftime, Golden State was up by 3. Going into the fourth quarter, Golden State was up by 7. And then, y'all seen what happened in the fourth quarter. It became the Lonnie Walker show. Lonnie Walker goes on to score 15 points in the fourth quarter. 1-3, like four or five mid-range shots over Steph Curry, over whoever was guarding him, over Klay. And he was making plays. He was a spark that we needed. Anthony Davis balled out. I know he had this thing where, okay, even number games, he's not good. But odd number games is the 1-3-5 games. That's when he shows up. The even number games, he don't really show up. He kind of put that noise to bed where in game 4 he came out 23 points, 15 rebounds, 2 assists, 10 for 16 from the field, 3 steals, and he altered all type of shots, contested all type of shots. And y'all already know, this is a defensive player of the year. This is a guy that can guard anybody from the biggest guy to the smallest guy. Example, at the end of that game, who did Anthony Davis end up on the island by himself with? The most shiftiest, craftiest shooting guard ever in NBA history in Steph Curry. He was one-on-one at the three-point line with a guard in Steph Curry. Steph Curry didn't need a three-point shot. It wasn't like it was with Kevin Love in 2016 finals. They needed 3 points at that point. The Warriors were up by 2. They were down by 1. It was 102 to 101. So Steph didn't need a three-point shot. He could have drove to the lane. He could have did whatever he wanted to do. But the defense by Anthony Davis, man, that was NBA championship level defense right there. Once the Lakers win a championship, they're going to come back to that game 4. They're going to come back to that play and be like, this is a part of the reason why we won. Him being able to stay on that island with Steph Curry and contest his mid-range shot and make it a difficult shot, and then they get the offensive rebound and then kick the ball back out to him, and he guard him and contested a long three-point shot again that we know Steph Curry can make. We've seen him make routinely. That's championship defense. That's I want to win defense. AD looks healthy. He looks healthy. He looks jumpy. He was moving. If you just look at that play, he looked like he was moving side to side. Man, that's just great defense by him. You got LeBron James coming in with 27 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. And this is a guy, we already know what Brian is. Brian is Brian. Austin Reeves, 21 points, 3 for 6 from 3-point line, 7 for 15 from the field. This is one of his better games in this series. The last few games, he kind of been a little shaky, but that's what it is. When you guarding this type of offensive team and you have to, have more awareness of your defense more so than your offense in this series, it's going to happen sometimes. Sometimes you're going to, fall off a little bit on offense for some games because you're, running around on defense and you're that much more locked in on defense. That's just what it is. But in game 4, he came through with 21 points and, did some great things. Made some key 3-point shots. Schroeder came in, made some shots. He had 10 points. And like I said, Lonnie Walker with the 15 points in the fourth quarter, which compelled them to win. Lonnie Walker stayed ready, man. He stayed ready. If y'all ain't was tuning into the Lakers this year, Lonnie Walker was a starter for the first damn near 30 games. I think he was a starter all the way through Christmas and a little bit of January. Then he got hurt for like a few weeks. And that kind of gave opportunity, you know, for other players to, you know, have the ball in their hands more. And then the trade deadline came, and that kind of put him on the back end as well, because we wanted to see about the players we brought in. Could they be starters? Like, how would they be? And it kind of took him off the court, you know, took his minutes away. But he stayed ready. And he's had his moments in the playoffs. Even when LeBron James went down against Dallas the last month and a half of the season, he still was able to come in and make some things happen. There was some games he was playing, there was some games he wasn't. But he stayed ready, though. And like I said, this game right here, scoring 15 points in a game four versus the Warriors in the second round of the playoffs to go up 3-1. And Lonnie Walker scores 15 points and looked comfortable doing it. Like, it wasn't a janky 15 points. It was 15 quality points. He just made himself some money. Like, I think he just cemented himself in the NBA. Like, a lot of coaches are going to go back. They're going to look at that performance like, bro, he did that. Like, I don't think that's just like a one-off, because we've seen him, you know, score. We already know how athletic he is. Like, he can jump out the gym. He's fast. He's quick. He's played defense. He fight through on defense. Like, he's going to be a valuable player in this league. And I think he's a starter with the right team. Like, he's a starter with the right team. So, he made himself some money, man. So, shout out to Lonnie Walker. That's definitely dope to him. But game five is tonight. It's at Chase Arena. Lakers are up 3-1. They got a chance to put an end to this dynasty. They got a chance tonight to put an end to their dynasty on their own court. I mean, what better way would you want to do it? I like playing away as a player. So, I like going into people's arenas and shutting their ass up. I think this will be a great way to end this whole Warriors dynasty. I mean, the dynasty been going on for eight years, four championships. Man, they good. They good. The Warriors ain't got nothing to worry about. It's time to end them, though. I think if the Lakers come out there and play with that attention to detail, if the Lakers come out and play with the mentality that, bro, we want to end this tonight, I think they can end this tonight. We have already seen the Warriors make 21 three-pointers in a game at home and lose. So it can happen again. It can definitely happen again. So if the Lakers come out and say, hey, we not coming back to Chase Arena, like, it's a wrap. This series is over today, and we're going to give ourselves a week off to get prepared for whoever we playing next. If that's Phoenix or the Nuggets, give ourselves a week off. We're going to end this tonight. I think the Lakers are the better team. I think they are the deeper team. And I think they have been a better team this series. I think they know they have more ways that they can win. I think the Warriors have really one way that they can win. And that's by shooting the three ball. If they three-point shot not hitting, they're not going to win. The Lakers got a lot of different ways that they can win. So I think they're the better team. I think if Anthony Davis come out tonight and LeBron James come out tonight and they have a couple of the guys come out tonight, this series is over tonight. So, yeah, I think this is one of them games. Like, this would be the game. And who would be the better one to end this whole dynasty? It's funny how shit work like that, huh? Who would be the best person to end the Warriors dynasty on their own court? LeBron James. Because if the Warriors lose tonight, they won't be the same team next year. They won't have the same players. They might not have the same coach. Who knows? They might not have the same GM and Bob Myers, because he's contemplating if he wants to stay there or retire. I don't know. It's just a bunch of questions with that organization right now. Are they going to pay Clay? Are they going to just say, okay, Clay, here you go. We're going to give you $50 million a year. Are they going to pay Draymond? Are they going to keep Jordan Poole? What are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do? It's a lot of questions regarding this organization. So to put the cherry on top, it's only right if LeBron go out there and snatch all of their hope away tonight. Snatch all of it away tonight. AD go out there and dominate again tonight.
Reeves ball out. D'Lo ball out. Because D'Lo only had 4 points last game. 1 for 10 from the field. So he go out there and ball out. And we knocking down shots. And we playing physical. And we dominating them. We making them complain to the refs even more and more. We getting making them get texts. We got a hand in their face every time they shoot. We close everything. It's only right. It's only right for LeBron to end the Warriors' legacy. Or dynasty. Not legacy. They already got their legacy. Their dynasty. So, I'm tuned in. Hope y'all tuned in. Appreciate y'all, you know, pulling up. Listening to, tuning in to the Speak On It podcast. Like I said, follow the podcast page on Twitter. Speak On It. We got at Speak On It. TML. At Speak On It TML. So, let's tune into some great sports tonight. Let's tune into some great football. I mean, great basketball. Playoffs has been great. I knew before the playoffs started that it was going to be great. And I'm looking at it right now like it's great. So, I hope y'all enjoying the views and enjoying the vibes. The same way. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode of Speak On It podcast. And lip it out. You hear what I'm saying?